how did the museum fare? Right? How many days or weeks or months were you closed, and were you able to access any city or state or federal, you know, pass-through funds?
Oh gosh, thanks so much for asking that question. We were closed. We closed last year. Well, every year we're closed during January. That's the time when we clean the museum and rotate exhibits. And so we had just reopened when the pandemic was really unfolding, and we closed the museum to the public and our staff on March 13th. And our staff, we staggered our schedules, we worked remotely, the museum was very empty, and then we were able to reopen in July, but on a very limited basis. And it was really difficult because, as everybody knows, there were times last year when it seemed like we were getting a green light, and then times when it was a yellow light, and times it was a red light. This year, we really want to stay consistently open, at a minimum, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it feels a lot more normal now, so yeah. And in terms of support, we can't possibly thank the community enough, because the only way that we made it through the year last year, and I'm sure this is true with a lot of other businesses and organizations across the community, was with the support of the community. And that came through our partners. You know, KBBI helped us a lot. It came through the City of Homer, really helped us with CARES Act funding. We also received CARES Act funding through the National Endowment for the Humanities, the Alaska Humanities Forum, the Alaska State Council on the Arts. And so at a time when it seemed, you know, a little scary, you know, was our future even viable? All of that support helped us get through the last year, and now we're, you know, in a really solid position, which is actually a little bit unique. There are a lot of other museums around the state and around the country that were not as fortunate. So we're just incredibly appreciative. And also the Homer Foundation was also very helpful to us right at the very beginning, and the Rasmussen Foundation.
Oh, did you lose any staff, or do you still have the whole staff you had?
Well, at that point, you know, in the oddest way, the fact that we had been closed for part of 2018 and part of 2019 was actually helpful to us, because we had ramped down going into the renovation, and 2020 was the year that we were just going to come back on and really, you know, expand. And so, unlike a lot of other museums that had been going full force and then all of a sudden, you know, got caught in a really difficult situation, we actually were a little better position than that. This year, our board has really made the determination that we need to invest in our staff and build out our programs and our team, and so that's what we're doing.